Kay, we have made it 11 episodes without doing sports. 11 episodes in Lexington, Kentucky.
A civic miracle in its own right, but this week earned it. Five Kentucky Wildcats are racing in finals at the NCAA Track and Field Championships at Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon, the sports cathedral. An unbeaten hurdler, a freshman running two events on the last day, and a steeplechaser who's already raced for his country.
So today, Town Branch goes to the races, gently. We promise we'll talk about attacks again next week.
From the Lexington Times, this is Town Branch, the stories running under Lexington. I'm Kay.
And I'm Pete. The service information first, because the finals are this weekend. The men's finals air Friday night starting at 8 Eastern on ESPN2. And depending on when you're hearing this, that one may already be settled. The women's finals are Saturday night, same time, same channel. Four Kentucky women race Saturday, one Kentucky man races Friday.
Start with the man because his race comes first, and because the event itself deserves a minute. Collins Kiprop Kipngok, a sophomore from Nakuru, Kenya, runs the 3,000-meter steeplechase, 7.5 laps, 28 barriers that don't fall over when you hit them, plus 7 water jumps. You clear a fixed barrier and land in a pit of water, on tired legs, over and over.
It's the closest track gets to combat, and Kipngok is good at it. Before Lexington, he finished 5th at the African Championships wearing Kenya's colors. On Wednesday, he didn't just qualify for the final, he won his semifinal outright in 8:24.39, a season best and the fastest qualifying time in the field. He goes in ranked 6th nationally, racing for Kentucky's first title of the weekend.
Now Saturday and the four women. Lead with the favorite, Emmy Scales, a junior from suburban Chicago in the 100-meter hurdles. She has not lost to a collegian all season. She won the SEC title in 12:64, the fastest time in the country this year, and cruised through her semifinal in 12:72, second fastest of the day.
Which makes her the woman to beat, carrying the particular weight of being the woman to beat. 10 hurdles, about 12.5 seconds, no margin for one clipped barrier.
Then the barrier breaker. Janet Jepkemboi Amimo, a sophomore from Kenya in the 800 meters. She set Kentucky's school record as a freshman at 2 minutes and 0.36 seconds. In Thursday's semifinal, she did something she'd never done, broke 2 minutes, 1:59.75. In the women's 800, 2 minutes flat is the wall. She just walked through it on the sport's biggest stage.
Third, the freshman nobody saw coming. Venice Karubo Nyagisera, also from Kenya, ran 55:41 in the 400-meter hurdle semifinal, third fastest qualifier, closing like the race owed her money. And she's not done. She also runs a leg on the 4x400 relay. A true freshman, pulling double duty on championship Saturday.
And that relay. Elaji Bradley, Hannah Douglas, Nyagisera and Chael Johnson grabbed the very last qualifying spot at 3:29.28. The 4x4 closes the entire meet. If Saturday night comes down to one baton, Kentucky's holding it.
From the track to the fall, because the week brought football news too. This is year one of the Will Stein era. Kentucky hired him in December from Oregon, where his offense is ranked among the country's best. He's a former Louisville quarterback. He's brought in 34 transfers, and the opener is September 5th against Youngstown State.
And the first outside validation arrived. Four Wildcats made Phil Steele's preseason All-SEC teams. Tight end Willie Rodriguez, a Kentucky kid from Taylor Mill, and center Colton Price on the second team. Safety Ty Bryant, a Lexington native, and offensive lineman Lance Hurd on the third.
Preseason lists are wallpaper, but they're directional wallpaper. Two of the four are Kentucky grown, and the league's magazine writers think the line and the tight end, Stein's kind of offense, are where this roster is strongest.
One more, and it might be the biggest of the three stories in 5 years' time. Madden Greenway, who signed with Kentucky women's basketball, was just named the Max Preps National Female Athlete of the Year.
The resume reads like a misprint. 13 Minnesota State Championships across basketball, soccer, and track. The state's all-time leading scorer in basketball history, 5,600 points, third most by any girl in American high school history. A state record in the 300 hurdles, 218 career soccer goals, also a state record. Her father played 10 years of NFL linebacker.
She's the highest-ranked recruit Kentucky women's basketball has signed in more than a decade, and she lands in Coach Kenny Brooks's program with a quote that tells you the wiring. "The records will be broken," she said, "but the championships will remain."
In an era of one-sport 12-year-olds, the best athlete in the country is a three-sport kid. Coming to Lexington.
So, steeplechase Friday night, four finals Saturday, the hurdles around 8:40, the 800 just after 9, the 400 hurdles, and the meet closing relay later in the evening, all on ESPN2. By Sunday morning, Kentucky could plausibly have multiple national champions, or heartbreak in lane 4. That's why they run them.
That's Town Branch, episode 1 of Sports. Somehow. Results, schedules, and all our coverage are in the show notes.
Town Branch is produced by the Lexington Times. Our voices are synthetic, and our scripts are drafted with AI from Lexington Times reporting and the public record, then fact-checked before air. Sources for every episode at feeds.lexingtonky.news/podcast. We'll see you down the creek.